You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. Last year, with the passage of Carley's Law, Alabama became the second state to legalize the limited use of a marijuana derivative for medical uses. The oil, commonly known as CBD, has only traces of the ingredient that's known to produce a high. Since the passage of Carley's Law, doctors at the University of Alabama at Birmingham have been prescribing CBD oil to select patients and studying the results. A research project began in April, and WBHM's Amy Sedlis has an update.
Jody Mitchell gives her 11-year-old son Robert his second dose of the CBD oil for the day.
You ready? You ready to take your medicine?
He suffers from a difficult-to-treat seizure disorder, the result of a stroke he had before he was born. For most of his life, Robert's had 10 to 12 major seizures daily, and he may also experience anywhere up to 500 smaller ones the same day. Robert's partially blind and wheelchair-bound. He's one of the first pediatric patients enrolled in the UAB CBD oil study approved by Carley's Law. He started taking the marijuana derivative on May 20th.
Okay, you got it.
Robert's father, Robert Mitchell Sr., says they've tried countless conventional medications, diets, and even brain surgery trying to control the seizures. But they didn't let up until a few weeks ago when Robert started taking CBD oil. Mitchell says his son's seizures have drastically subsided, and he is more aware than ever.
I've got a kid now that fights me like a teenager for the first time in his life. I got a kid that his mother can now trust him to get up and walk around for the first time in a year.
Robert's parents are convinced, but
honestly, we don't know if this works or not.
That's Dr. David Standard, chair of the UAB Neurology Department. He oversees the CBD study.
If you were to look at the medical literature, you would say there's no proof that this works against seizures. There's no proof that it doesn't. There's very little information. And so, to me, what's critical here is to find out whether this works or not.
So far, Standard says they have 16 pediatric and 15 adult patients enrolled in the study. He says UAB plans to enroll 50 of each. Since Carley's Law passed in 2014, there's been a high demand to get into the study. Critics say UAB isn't accepting enough patients. Others say they're enrolling patients too slowly. But Standard says it's all a part of doing research with a drug that's illegal in Alabama.
Details of the protocol of exactly what the qualifications are, how many medications you have to try, how long you have to try them, were really agreed upon by the Food and Drug Administration.
That means, research-wise, they can only do what Carley's Law allows. The law's named for 4-year-old Carley Chandler of Hoover, who can have up to 300 seizures a day.
That's like being hit with a cattle prod and you just like that.
Her father, Dustin, explained she has a rare genetic neurological disorder. She can't walk, talk, or feed herself. Like the Mitchells, the Chandler family tried everything before lobbying the Alabama legislature to allow for this UAB study. Carley's a part of the study, and her parents also note success. Dustin Chandler says now, some days her seizures are barely noticeable.
For the first time ever, I was able to connect with my daughter through her eyes, and it was one of the most godly things I've ever experienced.
Dr. Martina Bevan warns parents it's still too early to make any conclusions. She oversees the pediatric CBD clinic. While people might see improvement, Bevan says,
but that's a noted correlation. When your seizure improves, your cognitive functioning improves.
But there's no proof yet it's because of CBD, though Dr. Bevan does say Carley's recent brain scan shows definite improvement. The Mitchells and the Chandlers remain convinced and optimistic, but Dustin Chandler understands.
You know, doctors are on a playing field of science and research and hard numbers. Well, I'm on the playing field of emotion and seeing my daughter every day.
The most distressing question to families is what happens after the study. Outside of the UAB hospital walls, CBD oil is illegal in Alabama. Jody Mitchell, Robert's mom, doesn't know what they'll do.
Do we hurry up and throw them back on all these pharmaceutical drugs when a natural plan has been helping them? Or do we just have to move? And that's very scary to think of, to have to put all those drugs back into him when he's doing so well without them.
Neither family wants to relocate to a state with more permissive marijuana laws. They intend to fight for state and federal legislation to make CBD more accessible, and not just for those with seizure disorders. Again, Carley's dad, Dustin Chandler.
I want Carley's Law to be a start, the first step. I don't want it to be the last and only step.
The Chandlers and the Mitchells acknowledge that their families are test patients, and they're okay with it. They have been waiting and are already reaping the benefits of seeing their children come alive. For WBHM, I'm Amy Sedlis.
The Mitchells and the Chandlers have been blogging about their experiences at Walking with Carly and Robert is My Hero, both on Facebook. I'm Rachel Lindley, and this is WBHM. The Mitchells and the Chandlers have been blogging about their experiences at Walking with Carly and Robert is My Hero, both on Facebook. I'm Rachel Lindley, and this is WBHM.